Blog Talk Radio.
There's one thing that does concern me, though. That curry goat eating, skinny ass, fat Smitty. He controls the brothers around the car. It's time to sing that fat bitch lower.
Rock a ball, baby.
Oh, shit. I tell y'all not to fuck with him. That nigga free now, no Charleston Jack Frost. Y'all nigga in trouble now. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm on some la-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. Every day I wake up, I see dead people. I look them in the eyes, I ain't scared of them people.
Yeah.
Born in a trap,
yeah.
Raised to be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Shuttle players, sports,
yeah.
First draft, Robert Seaver.
Yeah.
La-di-da. Pimp party ain't got nothing on me. I smack your chick, she suck me up. She so good, wanna marry me. I'm a dog with fuck niggas all on my line. When trigger finger get the itching, it's about that time. I pity the fool, cause gonna get the green and cool. Get pistol whip and jacked and you ain't my dude. I make the rules, fuck that, I break them too. Cause I'm a real nigga, we're real nigga, pay they dues. I'm still serving niggas I used to call from back in the G. I ain't know what happened to them, but I can mark out a E. One of my rules ain't no excuses when they kind of my G. Call me petty if you want, that dollar belong to me. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. Buckles a weasel, lock and low, my deadly legal. I got the iron, give me creases up like I'm the cleaner. I gamble my life every day like a nigga
roll
with Cheelo. Ain't nothing like forgotten money, cause that
oh,
shit like Frito. I'ma keep it real, I love a stripper, but she ain't a freako. She ain't gonna get a glance in my pack of none of my Cheelo. For real though, be drinking Henny like a Red Bull. I don't fuck with him, I just tell them niggas go head show. I be holding ground straight up, came out the pussy bucket. Daddy lied to mama, he told her be easy, he be coming. He ain't even know that I felt a pain and I feel it now. Told him I forgive him, but now I won't let a nigga die. I'm a fucking wreck that you ain't want. No more my emotion like the hawk, cause it's all on me. All on me, fall on me, my jeans fall on me. I'm like a superhero to my hoodie, call on me.
Neighborhood.
La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit.
There's one thing that does concern me, though. That curry goat eating, skinny ass, fat Smitty. He controls the brothers around the car. It's time to sing that fat bitch lower.
Rock a ball, baby.
Oh, shit. I tell y'all not to fuck with him. That nigga free now, no Charleston Jack Frost. Y'all nigga in trouble now. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm on some la-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da. La-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. Every day I wake up, I see dead people. I look them in the wise, I ain't scared of them people.
Yeah.
Born in a trap, yeah. Raised to be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Shuttle players, sports,
yeah.
First draft, Robert Seaver.
Yeah.
La-dee-da. Pimp body, ain't got nothing on me. I smack your chick, she suck me up. She so good, wanna marry me. I'm a dog with fuck niggas all on my line. When trigger finger get the itching, it's about that time. I pity the fool, cause gonna get the green and cool. Get pistol whip and jack, then you ain't my dude. I make the rules, fuck that, I break them too. Cause I'm a real nigga with rules.
Hello, 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 and hello again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cindy, the Cindy with the Blog Radio Talk Show Celebs. How y'all doing? Look, I am waiting for my celeb. Listen, Jack Frost, stop playing. Get on here. Where you at? Where you at? I'm waiting for my celebrity to come and that's his music. I'm digging on it. You know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things with Mr. Jack Frost. If he call, where you at, Jack? Why are you playing? Get on here. So listen, this is what I'm going to do, all right, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to go ahead, we're going to continue to listen to it. I'm going to also play it even at the end when Jack gets done with his interview and everything. I want to shout out a few of my friends on here. Charlene, hello, my darling, I see you from New York City. Thank you so much for supporting me and my people out here in Charleston. I really appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I don't know who you got on here listening, if it's about 15 or 20 of y'all on one phone and everybody listening, because I know that's how y'all do, you know, but if y'all, anybody there that's listening, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Some people on here, I do not know you guys, but thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm going to do, okay? As soon as Mr. Jack Frost come on, we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, okay? I'm going to get in. I'm going to dig all in, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're waiting for my celebrity, Jack Frost, to come on, all right? And until then, let's listen to his music. I'm digging this. I'm digging this.
There's one thing that does concern me, though. That curry goat-eating, skinny-ass, fat Smitty. He controls the brothers around the car. It's time to sing that fat bitch low.
Nick, you want to watch New Jack City, y'all?
Oh, shit. I tell y'all not to fuck with it. That nigga free now, no Charleston Jack Frost. Y'all nigga in trouble now. Oh, fuck.
I'm on some la-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock-a-bye, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da,
rock-a-bye, baby, kill shit.
La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock-a-bye, baby, kill shit. Every day I wake up, I see dead people. I look them in the eyes, I ain't scared of them people. Born in a trap, raised to be a drug dealer. Shuttle players, sports, first draft, Robert Seaver. La-di-da.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
How you feeling? How you doing, Jack Frost? What's up?
Hey, Charleston Jack Frost. Charleston Jack Frost.
He said Charleston Jack Frost.
I never expected to ever see that like that, what you just now did happen. Me calling the phone, it getting picked up, and one of my songs playing like that. Now, that was nice. That was nice.
Aw, look at you. That was dope,
and
right?
Listen, everybody don't know nothing about that song. Me performing that song the other night, that was the first time. Like, people don't even know that. So,
I seen the whole thing, like I watched it all, so that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
But first, before we do that, listen, let me welcome you to my show. The Sandy Wilson Blog Radio Celeb Talk Show. Jack Frost, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So listen, let's get it in. Listen, y'all, Jack, that was kind of funny. Jack, I got some people on here from New York. Some of my friends from way back in the day, Charlene, they on here. So I'm just real happy about that. I got some other people on here. I got another. I don't know who this is. I'm almost positive it is your manager, Diamond. I'm almost sure Diamond, her husband's on here. So, you know, we got some people. Let's rock and roll. Let's rock and roll. Okay so before we get into about your video or anything, the first thing that I would like to do is tell people, you know, where you originally came from. Tell everybody, Charleston Jack Force, I didn't say it for him, where you originally came from. Talk to us.
You mean like my neighborhood? Like I'm from North Charleston, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with every place. Liberty Park, Remote Grove, Ferndale, Rockdale, the Macon, D Road, Anaheim. Yeah, we came out poor. We grew up poor. I've been to four different elementary schools, four different middle schools, one high school. You know, we grew up rough. I haven't seen it all, man.
Well, what high school you went to?
Well, high school I went to Star High.
Oh, you went to Star. Oh, my God. How you survive that?
What?
You out? Star High.
I mean,
Star was rolling.
I grew up in the hood. That ain't been nothing.
Get out. You know, Jack, Jack Frost, I'm so glad you're here. Let me tell you why. A lot of people that don't know me don't know that I love, like, the drill. Like, you know, I get down with Chicago. What I mean by that is I watch all of that. You understand? I watch all of it. Anybody, if I can catch somebody in Charleston, I watch all of it. You understand? I love it. I love it. Yeah. But, I do. But anyway, so you came from Charleston, South Carolina, but you've been all over. Now, a lot of people don't really, like my friend from New York, like she don't know about, you know, about the Macon and all the other places and that you just name and stuff like that. But, you know, can you elaborate a little bit on those, just a few of those spots you talked about? You know, tell the people about them areas a little bit, if you would.
Dope and fisted, crack cocaine. Everybody smoking. Everybody grinding. We getting guns at young age. Man, I've been playing with guns since I've been 12.
Wow.
I ain't bragging on it because that's not something I'm living no more, you know what I'm saying? I got a son now, so I got to be free. I done did 13. I ain't going back. Mm. I can't go back. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I've been selling crack since. Shit. Since I got a gun, then we got the crack, and it was on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All night flighting. You know what I'm saying? Start getting high. Nigga, you know me, I was a boot man. I was a boot guy. I ain't did the regular. I started off with the regular weed, but the regular weed wasn't my thing. That had me in the house like I got paranoid schizophrenic or something. Get on that boot. I've been on that level. You couldn't touch me. I was like Superman out there.
And
you know, mama and man need help, so. I made a lot of sacrifices for my family, man. A lot.
Wow.
I'm talking about, like, before I could have bought a car, mama said the light bill due, rent due.
Wow.
Water due, hair, bumping. Every time I think I'm about to make a bigger move, mama said we need time. And you know me, I'm automatically going to do that because home come before all the flashy stuff. I had plenty of cars I could have just drive. Anybody let me on their car. And he had all the JTs who had everything. So I've been good.
Right.
All I want to do is stay fresh out the cleaners, get all the girls, and just have fun. Just love it, you know.
And it looks fly, too, along with that.
Until the first big team, they finally catch me for something.
Jack, so let me ask you something. Jack Frost, did you go to the joint? Did you have to go to the joint? I mean, because the stuff you were doing, did you spend time in jail?
Yeah, I had the 13 years, man. My first bid, I was
18. Oh, shit. Goddamn.
18, it was something bad that we attempted to kill. You know, they gave me 5 years for that.
Wow.
Probably could have gotten less, man, but, you know, I don't know the law. We don't know the law. We fucked if we don't know the law, man.
That's what they say.
People ain't gonna tell to you. They're not gonna tell you. Your lawyer gonna tell you this is what they're doing. I'm like, bro, me and you on team. Why are you telling me what they ain't gonna do? We not asking them to give us no favors because I ain't got no information. We gonna tell them this is what we're doing, nigga. Let's go to trial. Let's do all that. But so you know, they ain't give me 5 years for that. I did 4 years and 7 months. I don't know. I've been a turbulent in Lee County. I don't know if nobody Lee County, but that's like the worst prison in South Carolina as a state prison. Lee and Libra. Lee, you're going to die probably. And they sent me there when I only had almost like 2 years left.
Wow.
Yeah, shit before I got there. Huh?
No, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't interrupt you. But go ahead and finish, because I want to tell you something after you get done. But I want to hear you, because I just want to say, I really love how brutally honest you are about it. You're not polishing nothing up, and I love that. So go ahead, keep talking.
Right, like I did my last 11 months in a hole at Lee County. That was something I want to do, but, you know, they got the cell phone, the cigarettes, and the weed, and the knife. They said, well, shit, he needs to be in the hole. They gave me 3 years. But when you go there, they always make you do like a, they say if I had more time to do out of it the rest of the time, the 3 years in there. But, you know, I had to go home. You can't hold me no more. And I back in the hole, so I can't catch no charge. So it was good. But it was a learning experience. I needed that. It's sad to say, but a lot of young dudes from the hood, we need that. We need to be set down on our ass so we can actually think now. Because before we go in, you know, be thinking. That, if it wasn't for prison, I wouldn't have been doing no music right now. I'm telling you. That's where it started at, me going in the cell. And I had a homie in there. He got the toothpaste, the toothbrush in the pen, and start beating on the bed. Me listening to him do that, I was like, keep beating. Let me see what I could do. Shit, that first song we did back there, them boys would get me rap that song for 5 years. I've been in prison. I don't even remember it. See, I wrote me a book back then and everything. I like to write. Every time I came to freestyle, I can't freestyle. If you want me to freestyle, I got like 3-4 bars for you. I need to write now.
Well, I want to tell you something. Like, so this is what really tricked me out. All right, so your manager, Diamond, she sent me a video, because I always like knowing a little bit about you guys, my celebrities, before before you get on here, especially with somebody I've never met before. I want to know just a little bit about you, so she was really good about sending me stuff, she told me a little bit of stuff, and she sent the video. You guys got to go see this video. Listen, okay, Jack Horse, I died when you said this. You said, I had to write this shit down. You said, listen, wait a minute, hold up, Jack. This is crazy. You said, they let me out. They should not have let me out. I said, oh, shit. That killed me at the beginning. I just said, get out. And then you went off. I was like, go ahead, dude. What's up with that? I liked it there. Where did you get that from? Did you do that like just standing right there when you just thought of that? Or you made it up or you walked on there and said it? What was up with that? Come on, tell me. I loved it.
I don't know if you ever seen my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, my personal page, under my real name. Since I came home from my federal prison in 2019,
right.
I had, like, hold on, come on. Let me start over. When I was little, we did not take pictures. We did not take a lot of pictures, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you get in the streets, you really feel like, oh, no, we can't get no pictures, man. The boy would be all on us, we doing all this. And so when I came home, the first time I got in, my cousin, she likes to take pictures in. I always felt like, you know, I always got the picture that I'm a good-looking guy. So I like to be in the camera. And I'm not shy no more. Like, I could talk to anybody in front of anybody. And it seems like we get ready to perform. Dean, Diamond been telling me, her other, one of my little partners, that they've been shy. They be shy. They be having the jitters before they get on the stage. Me, I'd be hyped. I'd be ready to go. We could perform all 900 songs tonight. You know what I'm saying? And when I get up there talking, it's just me just off the dome. That's how I be feeling. However I feel, I'm going to say that. I don't care. And I know I say some crazy stuff sometimes, but man, look at that's how I feel. And if you rewind it and you play it back for me later, I'm going to say, well, yes, I said it, but stand on that. That's done. Yeah, and that's how I was feeling, man. It shouldn't have,
No, one of the things she did say, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but one thing she, Danny was telling me, and I think that even before she even wrote it to me, I had already, when she had sent it to me, she was talking about your energy. And she said something real fly. She said, your presence always wins. And I love the way she said that. And, like, I was like, look at dude. He just going crazy. The dreads are so fly. They're all the way down the back. I said, damn, but where the hell? How long it take? Jack, I'm not playing. How long it took you to grow them damn things? Shit.
I had these since, 2014? So I done cut them and reattached them and everything.
Wow.
I don't know how to live with a short haircut. We had everybody in my family, we got hair, man. My mama got dreads, all my brothers and my cousins. We trying to get my sisters to get on the line, but they just ain't want to let that weave go.
Oh, shit. Me either.
And
go ahead. I do the wigs. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. My thing is, if you like it, I love it.
All right.
You want some more?
All right.
All right.
I heard that. I really want to get into some other stuff, right? I want to talk I want you to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I do want to find out. Okay, so she said you was an independent. She said you was an independent artist and all like this stuff. I don't know the difference from a person having a manager to being independent, because I'm not into. I mean, I love rappers. You know, young, old, all of y'all. I just love y'all to death. And so I don't. But I don't know the inside of how all that works. You know what I mean? So. With that being said, did you know Diamond from way back? Did you just meet her? How did
that
happen with y'all?
I'm going to break it down.
Bust it down. You can say that. This is my damn show. Talk. Go ahead.
I got people that close to me. They know I wanted to do music when I came home. And they used to hear me spit stuff over the phone. So they was ready to hear me come out here and do that. But when I came out here, they want to hear it, but they back away. Ain't nobody going to, all right, we got this right here. You want to go to the studio? Okay, you ain't got no money. Let's go to the studio. Let's drop. Let's jump. So now I'm like, bruh, like, y'all want me to sell some crack to get some studio money, the studio time? Like, you know, and it was hard. So every time I've been working since I came home, and after a while, every time I get a little extra change, I call the studio man up. Listen, I got something to do. I want to do something. So that's how I accumulated it. Like, I got, like, 23 recorded songs. The world only know about, like, 3 of them right now. You know what I'm saying? And everybody who hear them, they like, man, you need to do this. You need to do this. Who backing me, though? Y'all, I'm not selling no drugs. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm on federal papers. I don't got time. My son is 11. I went to prison when he was 2 months. I came home when he was 9, about to be 10. Y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all ain't bought him a T-shirt when I was in prison. So that's out the
door. Right.
So I got people close to me who said they want to be manager. I was like, okay, what you got? What you going to do for me? Like, what can you do? You ain't about to go out there and let me be known, because that's not my thing. I'm the artist. I write. I going to write, I going to perform, and I'm going to act an ass, and I'm going to make people love me. All you got to do is introduce me to the – go talk to the people, set it up, let me know what's up. So I got this homeboy that I knew for a while. His cousin died recently. He got hit by a car or whatever. And Diamond. No, people, Diamond used to manage him. So he got ran over. The lady rolled off and just killed him. That was fucked up. So I don't do funerals. But on the strength of my little people, I said he's a certified old gangster-ass dude. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take you, bro. I'm going to go with you. They say it's an all-white affair. Fuck it. I love white. Let's go. I took him out there. We went to the funeral and shit. We went at the funeral. Diamond was out there. I didn't know her. All I know is I was like, she said she got up there and talked about him. And I was like, oh, she looked like, she seemed like she really with the shit that I need. So as soon as it was over, we was outside and after we had buried the body, I went and hollered at her and told her, listen, the best that you trying to do for real, I fuck with Lil Dog. What you going to do? I trying to rock with you, just like that. She said, man, are you for real? I said, I'm dead ass. You see, we exchanged information. We set up a time for me to meet up with her. I rolled on her, we chill for about 2 hours, and we just talking. Shit, we rocking. I love what she's doing so far. I ain't getting no money yet, but every time I wake up in the morning, I got a notification. Oh, the toss of Jack Frost. Y'all pull the toss of Jack Frost. That is lovely. I love it. I love it because if it wasn't for her, me and you wouldn't have been talking right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with her.
That's beautiful.
That's my dog.
That's beautiful. I think it's a lot more for you to come. You know, she go real hard for her people. I've seen her husband, Najee, I think it was the boss cat guy. I don't know if she's still with him, but she really goes hard for her people. And so I think I see you going even better or doing better. I love your attitude. I love that you're so brutally honest. Like, you ain't holding back or nothing. Like, you just talking your shit. And that's what I like. Because now I get, I'm like, this is a real dude right here, you know? And the way you was, you know, going crazy on that stage and stuff like that, I say, you wowing. What?
That's all
yes,
I know,
tell
man.
Me this. Exactly.
Everybody,
tell me this.
Hey, listen, I be talking to people. Everybody be like, what you on? I'm sober. What you mean? This is just me. I've been like this since I was little. You and I used to been on Ritalin when I was little.
Wow.
I've been on Ritalin. Ain't nothing changed. I just got older.
Wow. So let me ask you something. You're out here. You're back. You got a beautiful son. I don't know if you're married, wife, girlfriend, whatever. And you with Diamond. Tell me some of the things that you want to accomplish in this music business. What do Jack Force want to accomplish in the music business?
You know, I saw this guy on Instagram the other day. I think his name is Skinny Man G or something like that. He said something, and I really like what he said. He said, I want to be heard, not seen.
Oh!
I said I love that. I love that. I love it. I love it. I don't mind being seen. I think I'm nice to look at, but I want to get rich. I want people to remember me. I want to make people happy. I want to make the people get hype at the club, but not enough to shoot nobody. I want them, matter of fact, I want them to think about shooting somebody, and then when they hear me start talking to them, they be like, it ain't worth it.
Exactly.
It ain't worth it. When I performed that song the other night, I went outside, and I saw some young guys, they said, we about to go perform at the other spot. I said, I heard y'all song in there, y'all wow, I love that shit, but when you go over there, don't shoot nobody. You don't got to. It ain't worth it. Y'all 19. 17, ain't worth it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with being hard. I don't even know what to say to that part right there. I try to talk to these other dudes. They ain't know they got to learn themselves. But,
It's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, I think that they don't understand or know no better. And even though we as adults, I mean, I know I'm way older than you, but I'm just saying, we as adults, it's just kind of hard. I mean, when I watch the drill scene, I'm not talking about just Chicago. I'm talking about Charleston, all of us, just all different cities and stuff. The younger ones are the ones out there wowing for us. I'm trying to tell you, like, it's not, like the age group of late 20s, early 30s. These kids are like 15, 16, 17, taking people's lives and not caring.
When I was young, I'm about to say, when I was young, we didn't have the OGs on the block saying, hey, man, y'all need to go play some basketball or y'all need to do this and things. I didn't have that. It was like, hold this gun. Go put this in a cup real quick. Go put this pipe over there. Go catch that sale for me. So now that I'm older, when I see these little dudes, I try to talk to them because I know most of them ain't got no daddies. My daddy had 22 turns. He did nothing for me but made me look good and leave me confused when it come to women. That's all he did. He was never there. So when I see these little dudes, I try to holler at all of them. I like when they call me sir. That let me know they ain't planning on shooting me. I don't look like a threat, you know what I'm saying?
Come on now. Of course.
It's so much things we could do together than being separated. And all this repping these gangs and all of these neighborhoods. And, dog, really, I've been hearing this since I was little. This ain't your corner. This is not yours. That street said Margaret Street. You can do anything on that street, you going to jail. That's not your street where you can get away with nothing like that. Why do it? Go get a job. Man, but I've been in prison. Let me tell you, I don't know if they know about this. When I went, they had me in Hazleton, medium high. That's when I walked in there, the warden spoke to me. Now, that's hard shit. That's some snitching shit when a warden come talking to you. But they think that's how that warden is. He was a nice dude. But he was telling me, okay, that table right there for the South car, the South people from the South, I mean Florida, Atlanta, South Carolina, and all that. That's the Texas table. That's Jersey table. That's New York table. And that's the I was like, hold up. Y'all really segregating us? Like, y'all don't say we can sit where we want to sit. You doing that in prison. So it's fucked. The world is fucked. Thank you. All right. Yeah, they've been segregating us in prison. And I was like, bruh. How are we gonna ever sit together if we letting these people control, or we making something up and they saying, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's keep them segregated. Let's keep them Bloods over there and them Crips over there. As long as they sit together, they ain't gonna be friends. They not gonna be friends if they don't sit together. So now I'm out here, I'm like, bro, y'all don't gotta do this. This is money. Let's get some money. Let's get some money, because, man, everybody's broke. Every time I look, somebody say they fuck up. How all us fuck up? How six dudes standing together and all of y'all broke? And if that's not the situation, one of them got all the money. Everybody else just tagging along. I'm like, why are we all, let me tell my own family, like, you up, all of us over here down. Why all us ain't up? Because if all us get up, that means if one of us get fucked up, all us can hold that one person down. Now you in a situation where you the only one got some money, so when every time somebody get fucked up, everybody come to you and you talking shit. Nigga, you had the bag, put everybody on so everybody could be good. And if we don't know how to do it, teach them the right way.
Now, Jack Frost, I want to piggyback off of something you said. That same thing going on in incarceration, being in jail or whatever, the same stuff going on out here. I don't even club. You know, I'm told, I don't even club, but I'm going to tell you something I see, which I don't understand. So you got a lot of people that give, you know, shows, okay? So some people charge your managers for you to do shows. Some people don't charge the managers for you to do shows.
Yeah.
But what I'm not understanding is rap artists is running around here doing all these shows, but you ain't getting no money, but the people that are giving the shows is getting crazy and be all crowded and shit in there, and they getting hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but you're not getting a dime. Now, that's where I think that it comes a point where managers should start being like, listen, you're going to have to give us something. You know, I do understand that we got to help each other and stuff like that. I get that. But if you keep doing free shows all the time, you're never going to freaking make no goddamn money, okay? So I tell you, I tell anybody that shit in their face because it's crazy. And God, I can understand a person just starting out. Anybody, just do a couple of free shows, you know. But when you start going to the same place and going, you know, if you really look around, Jack Frost, I mean, like, come on, tell me if I'm wrong, Jack Frost.
You're going
to the same place about 30 times, but you're still not getting paid, but you're sitting there having your artists run through there and you're making hundreds of dollars off my people? Man, Negro, please. No. So that's why I'm glad, because I don't play. You ain't going to be doing that shit to my art. Hell no. We ain't doing that. So I just can't wait to see, you know, Blue Diamond Market Records. I can't wait to see them. A lot of other people. I don't know if they're getting paid. Y'all getting paid or not? I'm just saying. I hope there come a time where y'all definitely, if you're not, because I don't know y'all business, start getting paid.
Yeah,
because people need to. Somebody got to start doing it. You know, because the people that are giving the shows, Jack Frost, they're gonna keep getting the damn money. Shit.
Right, you know who getting paid? The people who looking like they got money. The people who looking like they got money. They going, they faking like they got it, and now they people feel like, well, we gotta pay them people. And then they look at the people who don't look like they don't got nothing, and they feel like, man, they just gonna do it for free. They just gonna do it free. I told my big homie, when I come home, I got so much songs right now. That if somebody give me the dumbest record right now, but they going to let me settle with $250,000 right now, you want two albums? Okay. And two mixtapes? Okay, I got that on deck right now. Pick the songs y'all want. Y'all can have them because I got another hit in a minute. I really feel like I could. They ain't been calling me Captain Hook for nothing. I ain't going to tell you that again. That's the last time I'm going to say that. But they ain't call me Captain Hook for nothing. Give me a beat, I'll make it work. Give me a beat, I'll make it work. There's so many beats, and you know the fans, they're so instrumental. This old, you know, the MP3 things. We could buy songs and stuff. I used to buy the weirdest beats, take them to the hardest rappers in prison, tell them we all could do with that. They, man, boy, for us, we ain't know we can't do none of that. I said, give me 5 minutes. I walk away and I come back with the hook. They be like, how the fuck you did some shit like that? Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you a couple of questions before I forget. I want to get some stuff. I want my people to hear this, and I want people that, hey, whoever you are, I ain't going to call your number. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining my celebrity meeting. Jack Frost is here. We're doing some great talking, so thank you for joining us. But listen, so you just got home, right, in 2021, which one?
2019.
So you've been here in 2019. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah,
so
I was working the whole time nonstop, but now it's like I want to do my music, man. I'm getting a little old. My nephew could do his thing. I'm gonna pull him in the mix. Y'all gonna hear about him soon, but just other than that, go ahead.
Well, after what I seen with the video that she showed me, and when you said what you said, I said this cat is something else. So you definitely need to be out here. Okay, we need you out here. We got a lot of you know, but I don't care how old you get, whatever, how you're, whatever. We need you out here, you know. I think you're different. Everybody is kind of different, but you're different, and I love different. So when you come out and you're doing something, somebody else doing it, be like, all right. But you did different. So we need your music along with everybody else's music that we got going on out here because we got some good shit in Charleston. But if we can all get along, then we'll be all right. You know, but we're so busy scratching each other's heads out, doing all kind of craziness, you know, so we can't get nowhere. You understand what I'm saying? With that being said, I'm going to tell you something. I love your stories. When we came on and you brutally was telling us about all that good stuff, that's something people need to hear. And I hope somebody, you know, just listening to it, you know, may not be, I don't know where half of the people came from, but I do know there's a great, you know, we got a great fan base over here. Just listening, maybe you can touch one person with their kid. You never know, Jack Frost, with this interview. You can touch somebody you didn't even know they're 1,000 miles away. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that you was talking about that, and you didn't like cover nothing up. You didn't fix it. You just went straight, you know, to what you did. You was real brutally honest, and I thought that was beautiful. So I'm glad that you did that. The other thing, let me ask you something. Once you get your, you know, you got a lot of songs, okay, Jack Frost, and then you got a lot of things going on. Tell me, at any point, you want to do anything else outside of, you know, your rapping? Is there anything else you would think that you want to do outside of that, or is that just what you're going to focus on?
I like songwriting. If I could get on an acting script, I could be a nice anything. You know what I'm saying? I want to send my son to college. I want to do that so bad. Y'all just don't know, man. My family, my daddy's side, it's criminals. That's all it is. It's everybody that's been in prison and like I did the most out of everybody, and they say I'm the bad, I'm the worst out of all, but I'm the best. I'm the one that's gonna fuck the crack up. I'm going to jail, but I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna clean the, I'm gonna wash the dishes and I'm gonna clean the house up. I know I did wrong, Mama. I'm gonna fix it back. I'm gonna get it right. I'm the one gonna probably shoot some shit up. I'm sorry, Mama, we got to move, but I'm sorry. And I don't want to do none of that shit, man. I just want everybody to be eating. I don't want nobody to be starving. I wish I could take over the whole world. I like kids.
Aww.
Like 2-year-olds, I love them. Like right now, I was interrupted a couple of times because I got my friend's daughter over here. I live alone. But she's over here with me because she prefers to come with me than somebody else, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's right here playing on TikTok. I love the kids, man. I want a baby right now. I don't think I can have no more, but I want one. But she's going to be the new baby right now until I get me another one. But I just want to stay free, man, and be able to take care of my peoples, man. Anybody I can help, I'm willing to help, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see how Cash Money did it? Wu-Tang Clan did it? Man, look at we got a rapper in every neighborhood.
You better talk that shit,
Charleston. We got rappers in every fucking tossing, we
what?
Drunk, and we gutter.
Yeah,
so
shut up. You better
us
talk
all
that
trying
shit.
To do
listen.
One by one, all us get together, make tossing, fan clang, or some shit like that. Ain't no way we can't go. Ain't no way we could go wrong. Everybody wants to
oh my
about
God. Say that again,
on,
please.
Everybody
like, you, the talent
is
great.
Shirley, every time I, like, man, look here, I don't hate on nobody. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, let me think what's up. When I first started writing, I was in Turbyville. It was this dude named Bernie G. Bernard Jr. He doing 25 right now for, you know, some shit. But he came in my unit. He could rap and sing so loud and so clear and fluently. I said, I quit. I'm not rapping again. I'm not doing nothing. I got to compete with guys like that. I ain't doing this shit. I'm not doing that. Fuck it. I ain't right now for a whole week. And then I've been listening to, I heard on the radio, I said, Pimp C, what the hell, Pimp C? Hey, man. He been talking about how singing with one about Jeezy or whatever. I said, but Jeezy, he had a beef with or whatever. And but Jeezy or T, he said, y'all could, he said, yes, me and that nigga might be beefing. And if we see each other, you never know what's going to happen, excuse me. But being that he's from the South like me, if one of y'all niggas from any place else disrespect him, I'm going to stand for him. And I was like, oh, that's real. And then I said, you know what? They got Jeezy, we got T.I., we got Snoop Dogg, we got Method Man, you know, all these great rappers around the world, everybody eating. Everybody coming with a different flavor. I was like, you know what? I don't want to. I want to do this again. If Brenda G can do it, I can do it. And if anything, let's collab and make some hits together. Fuck them. So and ever since then, I ain't never stopped writing. Shit, ain't nothing better than writing, man. I write poems.
I think the best
writers
come out of
that. Songs, R&B, whatever they want.
Wow.
Whatever, I can write a country song. I know all of that. I like all of that music.
Oh shit.
Yes, I got them
you
on deck too.
I think the best rappers come out of incarceration. I think I think the best rappers come guys that have been in jail. In my opinion, they're the best rappers ever. The best ones
they
ever.
They see something different now. Once you get everything taken away from you, now you got to use what you got. You naked. You bite. What you gonna do? You better use your brain. You got to think now.
For sure.
Man, if thinking is free.
For sure. And hell yeah. And you know, that is beautiful. Jack Frost, what you just said. But listen, you remember what Tupac said? This is what really pisses me off. If anybody listening, I don't, you know, hey, I speak my mind because I don't give a shit. But listen, don't you know Tupac said something? Tell me if you remember this, Jack Frost, and tell me if you go by this. It gets me very upset when another dude or another girl gets jealous of another female and another dude. You don't get the same 24 hours. How you going to get mad at another man or another woman when you get the same 24 hours? Do what you got to do within that 24 hours.
Right.
Don't take that time and waste it on another man or another woman. Is you crazy?
Right. You wasting time. Man, that's like the people on the side of the road with them cardboards. I've been like, bro. You should at least try to wipe my window.
Really?
If you want to pay you for something, just you begging, man. Come on, man. You got two arms. You're walking real nice. You got a bicycle. Should that mean you in shape? Quit playing. Quit begging, man. Listen, I'm not doing that, man. I don't feel sorry for people who sit on their ass and don't do nothing. You got to do something. You can, man, go stand on the thing. Sing a goddamn song. Tap dance.
A sandcastle.
Home. Do something. Somebody going to pay you for something. Man, listen, when I used to sell crack, I used to walk through the hood some nights in the morning, and I see the trash can laying down. I go pick the trash can up, go pull it in somebody's yard. I don't know them people. They know they done saw me. I probably shot up 2 days ago, but they saw me, and they see that boy. They said, boy, you a smooth-ass little dude, man. They always tell me, I always try to do something nice. I'm doing all the nice shit. Because I know I'm smarter than these people who, this is my block, nigga. You don't tell me to sell crack right here. No. You sell the drugs in front of these people's house. So do something. Don't pick fire with fire. They say attract bees with honey. You know what I'm saying? Be nice to the people that you doing fuck ass shit around. They gonna look at that and be like, all right, yeah, he just doing that. He ain't no just criminal. Look at you sell drugs. You ain't no criminal. You know what I'm saying? You selling some drugs. Yeah, people might say that's a crime, but you ain't no criminal. You just trying to live. So when you being nice to the people in that area, you doing fuck ass shit, they gonna look at you differently. When the police come and say, hey, you see that dude? You see that dude with the long dreads run by? They gonna say, nope, I ain't seeing him.
I don't blame him.
So, he's a good guy. He's a good person.
I do the same damn thing all day long. I don't blame him. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That been in front of that house, and when that lady said, hey, don't be catching no sins in front of my house, and you say, bitch, fuck you, that's my house. Oh, she gonna be in the front. She gonna be in the front row. That's his ass right there. Get his ass off the street. He's a criminal.
Well,
yeah,
I tell you,
everybody can eat, man. Huh?
Yes. No,
oh,
I'm saying I am really.
I used to say Laffy Taffy. I was fucked up when I got in prison. I had
Laffy Taffy, y'all.
I make them from scratch, and it was the best. Look, that's my logo. Look like him, taste like freedom. Thurston with flavor.
Ugh.
He ain't nothing better. And I had all kind of slogans with that. But I've been selling taffy. I made cheesecakes from scratch back there. I done did it out here before.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of work. I ain't got to exercise it. You know how to make those. But I had to do something because one night, it was movie night. I'm sitting in front of my cell. Everybody over there, he eating nachos. They eating scrambles. They eating burgers and shit. I'm sitting here. I got a little small package of peanut butter and my jar full up with water. I ain't got shit to eat in my locker. I'm like, this is never going to happen again. Never. I went to my big homie and said, bro, I need to learn how to make these shit. That's done. He said, man, fuck it. He showed me how to make the lollipops. I've been selling lollipops, though, and I took over with the lollipop. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wish you would try to sell a lollipop out here. I sell them two for a dollar. You sell two for a dollar. I sell them three for a dollar. You sell them three for a dollar. I got four for a dollar. You sell them four. I got five. I set that shit down.
I found my lane.
So that's what we got to do. Find your lane.
I'm here, right? Out here, right? And so I know that it's a transition for men that's been incarcerated when you come out here because it's different out here. And I know that the mentality, some of the mentalities are exactly the same, but you definitely got to transition like into living out here. You've been out here since 2019. So my question to you is, how was the transition? Are you comfortable now with being out?
I'm a little institutionalized a little bit. I don't think it's like bad. It just as I got used to sleeping with my knife in prison, so it's like, yeah, I still got to sleep with some things in my bed, and I got to have a certain light on. I got to be aware of my whole surroundings still, because even though I'm not doing nothing to start nothing with nobody, people have jealous heart over the little thing. If you got nothing and he got a little bit, they might want that little bit you got because they don't got nothing, you know. And when it comes to it, it's hard. Every day is hard. It's so hard to this day. I still struggle with the demons of wanting to go stand on that corner with the people I know out there, because I can do that. But it's just so much that come with that, because you know I got to come with my gun. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me out there, and I got to weigh. My pros and cons, like what I'm gaining out there. Yes, it gonna be fast money. As soon as I get locked up, that money going fast on a lawyer. Now I'm back broke again, cause ain't nobody becoming no millionaire overnight.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So it's hard. I'm telling you, every day I struggle with it. Every day I'm not lying to you. Right now, I'm struggling with it right now because I'm thinking I need some more money. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I need more money, boy. And if
and
you're
know
not
what?
Strong mentally, you're going to break. You're going to break.
Exactly.
I got my big brother in county jail right now. I did 8 years and 8 months on my second bid in the feds.
Wow.
Like 13 and a half. He came home and ain't even been 6 months home. He ain't been 4 months home. He back in county. He might not come home. I mean, we praying. And when he was out here, I used to tell him, bruh, you hanging with all of those dudes who got all their money, right? They doing all that shit. You don't got that yet. Quit trying to be like them. Chill with me. I'm going to get, we'll get our little drink. We going to go to work, get our little drink. We'll go shoot some pool, call out some girls, and Cass home.
Right.
All that after hour is all the after hour thing where we need to be in, because you got.
I don't give you nothing but a bunch of travel.
You every night you out. You outside every 7 days a week. You going out. On that eighth day, your ass get locked up because you was out 12 o'clock or later at night. Me, I was in the house 9 o'clock every day, so I ain't never got caught up in none of that situation. You got to think, man. People don't think. You got to have some type of help, too. If you ain't got no help, man, nobody in your corner is fucked.
I'll tell you what I've noticed about you on the interview. And I got to tell you something. I am so glad when I interviewed you. When all my celebrities come on, I love the fact that they share their life, you know, with me and with everybody else that's on here. I don't think that I didn't have one person that didn't go into something about their life and then tell a story. I think that's so beautiful. Everybody I've had on here that happened, and your story is a little different. And I had some people. There was a pastor that talked about it, but yours is a little bit more deep because I think it was in there much longer. So your story is more, you know, it's just a little bit more deeper, if you would. Now, what I think is great is this, and I've not yet nobody, like I said, nobody spent that kind of time that you did, but I'm glad. I want to salute you, dude, because I'm glad that you want to do better. You want to come in here and do better. And I got to salute you for that because a lot of people get it. And you, I know you was hardcore, too. You can tell. But you want to fix this for yourself so your son and your peoples can get better. So I think that's a beautiful thing. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing.
One thing people, I don't want people to notice, but, hey, they're going to hear. Like I told Don Diamond, I am calm. Well, I'm mostly hype. Well, I'm humble. Let's say it like that. I don't care how broke I am. My son got what he want. My mama, if she called me, she needed. Damn it, mama, you know I fuck up here anyway. I am still that same dude.
Right.
Same dude before I went in. The only thing is now I'm thinking. So instead of shooting you in your face in the broad daylight, I'm going to cut it short right there. Just leave me alone. I'm thinking now. I ain't dummy. I'm not a dummy.
That's good.
He let loose in the broad daylight. No, I'm smart, and I don't want no problems. I don't want no problems. That's why I can't do it because I will do something to somebody, and before I do that, I'm going to be this peaceful, nice dude. I'm going to be playing with these churns every time y'all see me, and if I can get on the stage, I'm going to get on the stage and act a fool, and I'm going home. Leave me alone.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, come on, let's get Charleston rocking. That's what we need to do. We need to get together and everybody need to take care of themselves. What's up, Colors? How you feeling? Colors is on here, ladies and gentlemen. That dude has supported everybody that came on here. What's happening, Colors? What's happening? Thank you for joining us too. And I don't know if this girl is sitting there, but she be on there with him, too. I love you, girl. Thank you for joining us as well, okay? They're some beautiful people. But listen, so let me ask you something. You, how many shows you got coming up? I want to talk about that some more. I want to get into your career some more now. How many shows you got coming up? Do you know about your shows and stuff like that?
I just talked to her this morning and tell her, even like I tell her, you the manager. You just tell me when and where I need to be at, and I'm going to be there. But the day I called her this morning, I got up and be like, you know what? I need to tighten up and start, you know, showing a little accountability and be having these things on hand. But right now, on November 17th, we're going to be at 787. November 14th, we're going to be at 787. She got something planned for November 27th, but she said being got us on the flyer, coming, complain. And then December 10th and December 12th, those shows coming up. She said we waiting on a place to be for those ones. Man, I do it any place, man. I go perform in front of police. I got a song for them too, they're like.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I may be out on that. But that's good. I may be out on the 14th at 787 where Colors is going to give. Because this is going to be interesting. I went to one before where it was all the labels. And it's just exciting to watch different labels, you know, do different things. My only problem is this, Jack Frost. My only problem is I want to see everybody do your shit. But when you start getting to that point where you want to show off and outbeat the next one, that's when it gets on my nerves. Like, it's like, come on, Charleston, cut it out. All y'all talented. Let's go out there, show your shit. And people be coming from out of town, so y'all come on and show your shit, and let's have a good time. But you don't have to get up there and try to outdo the next man, you know. So when they do that, it gets on my nerves. I be like, oh, Lord, now I got to watch 15, 20 minutes of let me show off, let me try to look better than this mother, you know. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go with 15 dumbass minutes. Well, you know, it's when people – you know, taking their time to give you that many minutes to do your shit. You know, that's almost a goddamn concert shit. You know? Man. So take that and embrace that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of taking it and want to show up for the next man is shit. You know, but you was at the Buffalo. I was down there one time, and I'll come back again as well so I can see, you know, because I'm sure you're going to probably be there again, but I'm hoping to see you at the, you know, at the oh my gosh! On the 14th at Colors on Joint. Yeah. So with that with that being said, I want to talk a little bit about some more stuff, Jack. So Jack, let me tell you what happened. I'm calling you Jack and shit. You probably kick me that butt when you see me because I ain't saying the first part. I'm feeling comfortable here. You make me feel comfortable. So listen, let me tell you. Okay, so I kept looking at the name and I said, wait a minute. I see the big F R O S T. That's me. Jack Boy, Jack. I said, wait a minute, what the hell? This ain't Frost. I'm thinking Jack Boy. I'm like, oh, shit. And I was like saying it in my head so I wouldn't mess your name up. I said, Jack, come kick my ass. So let me get it right. But I was like, no, but yeah. And I was like, no, this is Jack Frost. You know, where did you get that name from? Did your manager get you have it? What's going on with that?
Everybody know Frost is my name, my real name. That's my last name. And that was my name in a blog. And if you hear somebody call me Booby, that person knew me since I've been in elementary. That name, I don't be responding to too much if I don't know you, because I don't know you. You can't do that. That's that low boy. Frost is that dude. Quit playing with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I went to prison and I started to rap, it was like everybody always saying Jack Frost. And when I came home that first time, I looked it up and you type in Jack Frost, you see 1,000,000,000,000,000 Jack Frosts. And I was like, you know what? I'm from Charleston. They got Money Bag Yo. That kind of long right there. I'm Charleston Jack Frost. You know what I'm saying? And that's me. There was no other Charleston Jack Frost. And I think I'm the best candidate to hold that shit down. You know what I'm saying? That's just where it came from. I'm Charleston Jack Frost. That Jack niggas and Jack bros.
I like that. You a funny dude too. You are you just a cracking up too. Jack, I like Jack Frost. That's dope.
Hey, listen, you have to laugh. You have to laugh in life.
But
you ain't got nothing to laugh about. You just gonna be sad and miserable and
all day long.
Drowning in my sorrows. I'ma laugh at something.
All damn day long. Hell yeah. So listen, let's do this. Let's get it. Jack Frost, you're funny in the toast. You play too much. So let's do this. You're all right, dude. I like you. So let's do this. Let's do this, Jack Frost. Let's give out some information of people. To the people that's on, you know, where, if they, let's just say somebody wanted to perform in their show or whatever anybody needs from you, tell them exactly where they need to go and exactly who they need to call. Be clear about that because some people get that confused.
Yeah, like I always say at all of the shows, anytime I perform something, I tell them, listen, I am not the one to talk to. I'm the one that's going to give you the show. If y'all want to know anything, I mean, yes, I got my Charleston Jack Frost page on YouTube, LeVon Frost on Facebook. But you want to know anything, you want to book for a show, you know what I'm saying? Diamond Bay. That's what you haul at, Diamond Bay on Facebook. That's when she's going to give you everything you need to know on me. She's going to set it up right, and you're going to be happy that you did it. You know, just, that's just that. Diamond Bay. Diamond, her last name, B-E-I. Diamond Bay. You haul at her. Y'all want to do anything, she's with it, I'm with it. Just like that right there.
All right,
said,
that was simple.
What they going to do? What they going to do?
That was beautiful. That was it. Beautiful
fact,
simple,
hold on
y'all.
2 seconds. Let me show why you're right quick. Let me see here. What's that about? Oh, so what they don't know is Charles Jack Frost got a candy store. He said chili beans, potato chips, pickles, sodas, candy bars. That's what he got. You heard that?
Jack Frost play too much, y'all.
I'm for real, too. I got to. You got to survive legally.
Y'all. Y'all hear him on the interview? Show himself. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. This is beautiful. He's making it. Oh, shit. Y'all. Oh, shit. I never had a good celebrity, right? No, you is not selling stuff. Oh,
damn,
this is crazy. Listen, if anybody listening to me, he said he on the interview, y'all, too. This is dead funny. You gotta tell me to hold on, he's gonna sell. I love it. I love that.
I got a lift. I got
that's some funny shit. You damn right, because I ain't got no money to give you right now. I ain't got a dime to give you. You better sell your shit. You better open that door if you know what I know. Shit, that money count, that money adds up. Oh my God, just the first one. Listen, he's a first, y'all. He told me he said, hold on for a minute. I'm listening to what's going on? The person, he said, just cost that. But I was like, you go, Jack Frost. I love it. God damn it, you the first person ever did that. You laugh like that if you want to. The first person ever did some shit like that. I love it.
Yeah.
See, listen, you've done selling your stuff. You play too much. Jack, you finished?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they like that. They want two cigarettes. They want a cigar and
that's
two
it?
Cigarettes. I got that. Yeah. So,
okay. You got your stuff on. You gave your stuff, whatever. You sit down and laugh if you want to. You finished?
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm ready to figure your next question.
Yeah, I'm over here talking. Jack, I'm over here. I'm over here talking pretty shit because you see, you can't catch me to beat me up. I'm all the way over here. That's why I'm talking shit. Hell no, nah, you ain't kick my ass. You know, I ain't beat me up. But,
No, I'm talking to the baby. You want to switch role?
The baby want to switch role? Oh. Hi, baby. All right. So, listen. That's what I want you to do, because I want these people, I want everybody to listen to your song before we go off. Shout out some people. Ladies and gentlemen, he's already given you the information to where you need to call if you need him for anything in regards to the industry. He said if his manager's with it, he's with it. So make sure y'all get in contact with her for anything that you need. I want you to do some shout outs, and then I'm going to tell you something after you do the shout out. So go ahead and shout out who you need to shout out.
All right. I'm bad with names. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm sorry. But everybody who been at that show at the King Street, anybody who been at the show at King Street, I love y'all energy. I can't wait to see y'all again. And y'all female singers, y'all need songwriters. I got y'all. I love all y'all. Y'all can sing y'all damn asses off. Saying, Mama, I wish my mama could hear this. She could be like, my brother on the radio or something. Hey, my little brother, even though he ain't come to the show, bro, back me. I got you. Miss everybody, you for having this interview. I appreciate this. This was nice. I never did this before. I mean, I got a dedicated before, but I ain't never
You're
got
welcome.
Like this right here.
Listen, we go off on here. Listen, we talk. And that's what it's for. Y'all my celebrities, and we talk about everything. It don't matter what it is. That's what this is all about today. You understand? Anybody that come on here, talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? Talk
right.
your shit. That's what we on here for. It's not even, it ain't all about, you know, rapping and doing this and doing that. People want to talk about other shit, so talk your other shit. You understand? So when you come over here, you can talk whatever, talk whatever you want to talk. So listen, y'all, he put it in the categories. I like, he said, he don't know people's names. He said he's down there. He said King Street and I think Buffalo and whoever, I guess that was he doing. He just want to thank
everybody.
All of y'all.
Charleston 787.
Charleston 787. He thanked me, everybody. That was very nice of you. That was very, very, very nice of you.
DJ Prince, too. DJ Prince.
Okay.
787. That was the dude who really helped me want to perform some more around here. You told me follow him. I got you. I said I coming.
Right.
I said you help me get out there. I'm gonna help you get out there. Yeah,
of course. Hell yeah. So listen, you with Black Diamond Mafia Records, right? That shit is crazy. I like that. BDMR. God damn it, y'all not playing.
BDMR, one of them.
You talking about one of them? Yeah, you're getting Mafia Records. You're not playing over here. God damn it. Y'all know, we got Jack Frost, we got the goddamn Mafia. Well, y'all wilding with this name. I like it, though. I like it. So listen, I do. I like the name. That shit is gangster. So listen. So, Jack, stop laughing, man. Stop playing. So listen, Jack, so which one are you playing so much? So listen. Okay, so earlier in the interview, you said something because I asked you. Actually, I said, well, is there anything else you would like to do besides, you know, your rapping? So I think you named a few things. You was talking about other things that you wanted to do. I know you said you want to work with kids. That's all. And I think you're working with kids now. You work with the kids in regards to just loving them, you know. So that's a good thing. And then you said, this is what caught me. You said, you know what? I want to do acting. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. That'll be cool.
I remember when you said that.
I'm a hell of an actor. They always tell me I'm a drama queen.
Oh, hell no. Oh, God damn.
That's what they
say. So, yeah, well, shit, I gotta say, well, you wilding on here. I don't know about drama queen shit, but you wilding on here. I'm having a good damn time with you. I have, my celebrities are so dope. But anyway, so, and then all y'all different, so I have a great time with everybody's just different, so it just feels so good. But listen, so you said that to me. And then you said something else. All right, listen, Frost, I want you to, I call you Jackson, I call you Frost. Listen, I want you to follow me now. Follow me, okay? All right, so then you said, follow me now. Then you said, your manager, you said she's done you well, right?
Yes.
Right. So, and you trust her. That's what you said. So, this is what I'm going to do. Okay. Your manager and her husband and her brother, which they're going to get in very big trouble for. Love you, Diamond, but Diamond, we got to talk, baby. They're in one of my movies. Okay, I do movies as well. I'm just starting out. I'm very fresh, you know. I'm very, very fresh on it. Yeah. I got one on YouTube right now. Then we got Piano. There's a name that goes to watch all of them and that damn shit. And then we got Pain. And I got a movie called Pain. So, and I got a couple of more movies that I did. And you know what? I definitely want to do something. Okay?
Right. I'm cool.
I got a movie. Jack, listen to me. You don't want me to come over there and spank you. Listen to me now. Okay,
so you telling me you ain't saw Power and you ain't see what Meek Mill did? No. Kendrick Lamar did in Power.
Okay, do you want me to tell you something that's gonna really trip you out? You ready? Yeah, you gonna be pissed when I tell you this too. I've never seen Power one day in my life.
It's never.
I don't know nobody. I know the people that have been on there, but I never watched Power.
Yeah.
And 50 is one of my favorite artists in the world, but I just never did. And I need to because everybody is talking about it. So, no, I don't know. What the hell are you talking about, Jack Frost? I don't know.
Yeah, me and 50 birthday on the same day, so I think that's why I like him a lot. I like him before that. I like his style. Yeah. I like 50. 50 off the chain. He don't give a fuck.
You're damn right. But listen, 50 got wins. So let's try to get there. I love you, 50. But shit, let's move on and talk about us. We need goddamn money. 50 already got it. So, shit. So anyway, okay, so, you know, I want you to fill the dots. So you were talking about acting. I have a movie coming out. It's called Cutter. I got somebody already starring in it, but it's crazy. I will not tell you about it until we finish this conversation, until all the other stuff is done. And the movie is Pain is crazy, the one that they're in, but Cutter is sick. The way, oh my God. I took my New York flavor and I took my Charleston flavor and I put it together, and these Negroes is sick. These dudes kills crazy. But I can't tell y'all about it. I can't tell. I just want to tell y'all they are merciful killers. And that's all I'm going to tell y'all. But anyway, so let's move on. I still need some guys to be leading roles. Like, I got the starring guy, but I need about two more guys to go into the leading roles to play the killers.
I got you.
So you talk about
like how they, like on State Property, how that dude was, he shoot at the truck when
Jack Frost, why are you telling my business? No, I ain't going to tell you that on the head so people know my story. No. I tell you what. I know what you're talking about. I know that with that truck and what they did with that guy, how they did it. No. Jack, my killer. No. Jack, my killer's worse than that. He's worse. Yeah, they're worse than that. Way worse.
Hey, with all the worst stuff, we only doing it on the TV and the camera, so that's cool.
They way worse than that. No, Jack, they're worse. I'm trying to tell you. No, seriously, they are way worse than that. But listen. I want to talk to your manager, all right? And I would, I like you, Jack. I really do. But I said, don't y'all go get this shit twisted. I'm going to be the goddamn grandmother. But anyway, so I really love your energy. I love your energy, and I love your happiness. I love that you came out of being incarcerated, and you're trying to do the best that you can, and you're still being honest with who and what you are. And I love that about you. So I really want to cast you to play one of my leading roles. But I'm going to get with your manager. How's that?
Yeah, get with her. Like I tell her, only way she gets paid is if I get paid. So we
let's
got
move
to get
let's
the
go.
Money.
We got to go.
She
got
likes
you know,
it. I love
yeah.
it because I know she's going to make sure I stay on the right track, and that's what I need in my corner.
Exactly.
I'm right there, right there.
Exactly. So with that being said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get with her after this, we will talk about it. However, me and I gotta talk about some other stuff too. But with that being said, listen, Jack, I want you to say whatever it is that you need to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna bless you with a song. So let's let Jack say whatever it is that I may not have asked that you may want to say, and then we need to go ahead and play your song because I don't want to miss your song. The time is running out. So go ahead.
Like I said, man, it was nice to be in this interview. Anybody heard it? I'm with working with anybody, you know what I'm saying? I like to write. If you don't know how to write, man, just holler at my manager. I can do anything you want to do. I make magic with my pen, you know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to be free and alive. Everybody, we need to be happy. Let us all just get along, family. Meet our other stuff out the door, man. Come on, man.
Please.
We can make this shit together. They make money. America make money, so it's enough for all of us to get. Let's get this shit.
Exactly.
What they
going to
do?
Well, you know what's going on is that they just making the richer richer. We're just making the richer richer.
Yeah.
And the poor staying poor,
yeah.
just like New Jack City said. You know, you still got 50 and all of them out there. Shout out to all of them. And they still making their money.
Yeah.
You know, while we're giving it to them because we're so busy fighting.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Busy fighting.
I mean, I know people that's been out here for years and should be paid, you know? So we definitely got to do that.
Yeah.
Listen, Jack Frost, this was such a – I had so much fun with you. You are so hilarious, and you're just funny, and you're fun, and you're brutally honest. You was not playing. Dude said, I look at the making. I look at the making. He was just telling y'all. Every neighborhood he said was bad, y'all. I said, He just – he told it. And you were so honest about, you know, what was going on in your life, and what, you know, this, that. You was just honest with every situation, everything that we talked about, and I loved it that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank you for coming on because I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed all my, you know, my peoples, but I really enjoyed this. I had a great time with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Me too.
Jack, let me tell you this. For anybody that didn't see it, you know, you can, I can, your manager can always get this, you know, and replay it and have it and give it, she can even give it to you, this interview. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said,
she can definitely get it and you know, have it for herself or give it to you, and this can be something you can hold, you know, for yourself, you know, just building, you know, building yourself and all like good stuff.
Yeah, I got to keep it.
And so I'm going to, and also I'm going to get with her about what we talked about. Okay, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on. I want to thank you for this great interview. I had so much fun with you. I really did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my celeb, Jack Frost. I want you to take care of yourself. I'm going to come see your show. I'm going to come check you out. When I say something, I'm going to do it. You understand? I don't just talk, you know, just to be talking. When I say I'm going to come, I'm going to come. If something happens, I'll let you know.
Right.
You understand? Yeah.
Right.
So thank you so much. You was just a pleasure. I have so much damn fun with you. You understand? So thank you, Jack Frost. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to brush out with his song now. Frost, what you got on here is Frost like something. Say the name of the song for me so I can make sure it said right.
This is a song by Charles and Jack Frost called La-Di-Da.
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 La-Di-Da. He's not playing y'all.
Yeah.
La-Di-Da. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Frost. We about to play La-Di-Da. You guys have a good night. This is Sandra DeSantis, this is Broadway Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. You guys have a good night. Enjoy.
Curry goat eating skinny ass fat
Smitty. You can tell the brother Smitty around the car. It's time to see that fat bitch.
Damn right.
Rock a ball, baby.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Hell no, not the fuck with
it. Hell y'all no.
Y'all nigga in trouble now.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy. I'm on some la-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. I wake up, I see dead people. I look them in the eyes, I ain't scared of them people. Born in a trap, raised to be a drug dealer. Should have played sports, drive Robert Seaver. La-Di-Da, bad body, ain't got nothing on me. I smack your chick, she suck me up, she so go wanna marry me. I'm a dog with fuck niggas, I know my time. When trigger finger, get the itching, it's about that time. I pity the fool, cause gonna get the green, ain't no. Get pussy with the jack, then you ain't my dude.
Call on me.
La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit. La-di-da, rock a bar, baby, kill shit. La-di-da, la-di-da, dope shit.
Alrighty, Jack Frost. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night. This is Sandra the Sandwiches Blog Radio Talk Show. Good night, y'all.